In the design phase, Saadia will begin to prepare the client for the upcoming changes. Using the requirements document as her guide, Saadia will consider different design solutions and customizations for her Salesforce knowledge implementation. She will determine the best solution for WAG and capture the details in the solution design. Click the Resources tab to download WAG's requirements document. Now, let's take a look at the design phase in more detail. In an effort to help WAG formalize its change management plan, Saadia recalls that adoption, usability, and maintenance are the highest priority goals for the support organization. WAG's communication plan has the team starting communication early, which will set expectations, ease concerns, and lead to user adoption. WAG's U.S. president has successfully created a culture of information sharing, so Saadia helps WAG build this priority into its knowledge management process. Incentives like increasing first call resolution and decreasing frustrations will motivate support reps to adopt the system. WAG's strategy is to align its goals with measurable behaviors, such as aligning increased productivity with less time spent searching for articles to resolve customer issues. The knowledge management process that Saadia drafted in the requirements workshop will allow for iteration, clarity, and flexibility well into the future. Training and mentoring on Salesforce knowledge will provide support reps with a smooth transition to the new system. WAG's knowledge manager will use analytics to identify knowledge process improvements and help the leadership team assess the new system's impact on revenue. Building feedback into the knowledge management process sets expectations of credibility and responsiveness. Clearly defining roles and expected outcomes from the knowledge process helps everyone feel like a key contributor, staying aligned with the same goals as their business grows over time. Before Saadia creates the solution design for WAG, she thinks about the different design considerations and customizations for Salesforce knowledge. Remember to leverage AppExchange, DeveloperForce, and the Salesforce.com community to find pre-built applications and code that customize Salesforce knowledge. Click on each design consideration to learn more about it. When implementing Salesforce knowledge, you need to consider how different knowledge users should access articles and article management. The Call Center app, a custom app, and the Console for Service app can all display the articles and article management tabs, but which one is the best for the customer and the knowledge user? The Call Center app is a standard app. This means that you can customize the tabs that are displayed, but you cannot customize the app name or logo. You might use the Call Center app for knowledge publishers if the custom app limit has already been reached. You might also use the Call Center app for support reps if the customer does not have the Service Cloud User feature license, or the Call Center app is already being used for case management. You can also create a custom app. For example, you might create a custom app for knowledge publishers that only include the articles, article management, reports, and dashboards tabs. You might name this app Knowledge and include the company's logo to align with the corporate branding. Keep in mind that creating a custom app applies to the limits for the custom apps. The Console for Service displays records as tabs, which allows support reps to quickly find, update, and create records. The Console for Service also displays suggested articles in the knowledge sidebar when a support rep is creating a new case. Keep in mind that the Console for Service requires a feature license. Determining which app to use is an important consideration that can affect user acceptance and adoption of the Salesforce knowledge implementation. When deploying Salesforce knowledge in the partner community, customer community, or a public knowledge base, you need to consider the appropriate level of article access for partners or customers. First, do you want to give them access to the Articles tab? Second, what permissions do you want to give them for each article type? Let's consider the access for a troubleshooting guide article type. You want partners and customers to view articles of this type. You might also want them to create articles of this type. This would allow them to contribute their knowledge and expertise for solving problems. However, you probably do not want partners or customers to modify or delete troubleshooting guide articles. These permissions should be limited to users from your organization. Article tab access and article type permissions are defined in partner community profiles, customer community profiles, and public access settings. You can also add corporate branding and customize layout to articles that are displayed externally to partners or customers. You can use Visual Force to create a custom article type template that aligns with the look and feel of your corporate website. When deploying a public knowledge base, you should ensure search engines have easy access to your content. This might include integration with a Google search appliance or creating a sitemap to ensure the article content can be indexed by search engines. Click the audio clip to hear what a Salesforce Knowledge expert has to say about deploying Salesforce Knowledge in external channels. Support reps need to find the right articles the first time. Support reps will not use Salesforce Knowledge if more than 10 articles are returned in the search results. You need to design a solution that will minimize the number of article types and data categories. This will make it easier for support reps to filter the data without scrolling through pages of article types and data categories. Remember, you do not need to create a data category if keyword search will find it. In addition, you can pre-filter the search criteria based on case values. This requires Apex code to pass the case values into the desired data categories. To keep data relevant, you need to design a solution that will integrate the creation of knowledge into the problem-solving process. You can allow support reps to create a new article while closing a case. This helps reduce the gaps in your content. In addition, you can use Apex code to automatically populate the new article with values from the case. Creating articles when closing a case allows support reps to share their expertise with others and provides a mechanism to reward those who contribute the most relevant articles. You also need to ensure that accurate content is published as quickly as possible. Define a publishing process where most articles are published immediately and consistently to give support reps the content that they need to resolve customer issues. You should define reviewers who will verify any content that cannot be published immediately. You can also use approval processes for knowledge article types to enforce and automate the review process. Finally, you should ensure that articles are maintained based on user feedback. Users can use article ratings to indicate the relevance of an article. Users can also use chatter to provide feedback about content that needs to be updated or removed. In chatter settings, feed tracking can be enabled for each article type. As part of your publishing process, include steps to update, archive, and delete articles based on article feedback and ratings. Click the audio clip to hear what a Salesforce Knowledge expert has to say about keeping knowledge relevant. Sadia will take these design considerations and what she discovered in WAG's requirements workshop to create the solution design. She will also remember to utilize out-of-the-box features wherever possible. Click the Resources tab to download WAG's solution design document. Now, let's take a closer look at each section of the solution design document. In the executive summary section, Sadia provides an overview of the Salesforce Knowledge project and describes WAG's objective and high-level goals for the project. She also includes a description of the phased release plan for WAG and a definition of the Salesforce Knowledge terms. In the To Be User Process section, Sadia documents the overall case lifecycle for WAG. She also documents WAG's article management process for publishing and maintaining articles within Salesforce Knowledge. The Object Model section describes how cases and knowledge articles are related to each other. Sadia documents this relationship for WAG. Now, Sadia needs to define the configuration of Salesforce Knowledge in the Functional Brief section. First, she describes how WAG will use role hierarchy to control the visibility of data categories. Then she describes the custom profiles that WAG needs for Salesforce Knowledge and specifies how different users will access the articles and article management tabs. Next, she documents the user record settings that WAG needs in order to use Salesforce Knowledge from the console for service. For the case object, Saadia describes the definition, assumptions and constraints, key fields and functionality, and configuration. In the configuration section, she specifies the knowledge-related data that needs to be added to case page layouts. For the articles object, Saadia also describes the definition, assumptions and constraints, key fields and functionality, and configuration. In the configuration section, she specifies the different article types and corresponding layouts and defines the different data categories that WAG will use. She also documents the article actions that will be limited to knowledge publishers. Saadia captures the Salesforce knowledge settings, including article summaries, language settings, and case settings. Finally, Saadia describes the knowledge reports and dashboards that will be used by WAG. The integration section describes any integration that needs to occur with external systems. Saadia simply notes that WAG will not be integrating Salesforce Knowledge with an external system. In the data migration section, Saadia documents how WAG needs to prepare articles that will be migrated from WAG's current knowledge repository into Salesforce Knowledge. The risks section describes the high-level risks that need to be monitored closely to make sure the Salesforce Knowledge implementation occurs according to the schedule. Saadia documents that ensuring data quality when migrating articles is WAG's biggest risk. In the testing plan section, Saadia documents that WAG will be responsible for creating a test plan and validating the functionality of Salesforce Knowledge. In the training plan section, Saadia documents the training plan that WAG drafted in the plan phase. She describes the different types of trainings that need to take place and specifies the training schedule. The last section of the solution design is the handoff plan. This section identifies different strategies around the end user support model, environment management, change management, and release management to ensure that the Salesforce Knowledge implementation at WAG is successful after go live. Saadia holds a workshop with WAG to review the solution design for the Salesforce Knowledge implementation. She invites the knowledge manager and knowledge publisher, the support manager and support rep, the marketing manager, IT project manager, and Salesforce administrator to the workshop. These are the same key stakeholders who attended the requirements workshops. Click on Saadia's picture to hear her kick off the workshop with WAG. After the solution design workshop, Saadia revises the project plan with updated tasks, timeline, resource requirements, and assessment of project risk. She also revises the requirements document with updated feasibility and priorities. Finally, she updates the solution design to incorporate the suggestions and changes provided by WAG during the workshop. WAG's IT project manager reviews the updated project plan, requirements document, and solution design. He emails Saadia that WAG has signed off on the solution design and they are ready to move on to the build phase. At the end of the design phase, Saadia checks in with the project manager to update him on project milestones. Saadia reports that the following milestones have been achieved. The solution design workshop and prototype were completed with WAG. The solution design document was updated. The project plan and requirements documents were revised. And Saadia obtained sign-off from WAG on the solution design. After completing the solution design, Saadia considers how to move into the build and validate phases. She asks herself, how will I build upon the existing prototype to configure the Salesforce Knowledge implementation for WAG? How will I mitigate risks to make sure that the customer prepares the test set of articles and creates the test scripts for end-to-end testing? How do I ensure that WAG starts to build awareness and excitement about the project? And how do I execute the training plan to ensure that knowledge publishers, reviewers, and end users have the training they need to provide a smooth transition to the new system? These proactive thoughts will lead us into Module 4, Build and Validate.